From Washington, this is VOA News. Ira Melman reporting. The top U.S. diplomat says there is work to be done on a nuclear deal with Iran. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the open letter that 47 U.S. Republican senators sent to Iranian leaders about its disputed nuclear program is completely without precedence. Kerry, speaking Saturday in Sharm el-Sheikh at Egypt's investment conference, said, "Let me make it clear that the letter was incorrect in the powers the lawmakers stated they have." The letter warns Iran that the next U.S. president could revoke a nuclear deal with Iran at any time, and that Congress also could make changes to the deal. Kerry said with the deadline for the nuclear deal with Iran approaching, it is unclear whether the Republican letter will affect the talks with Iran.
From the beginning, these talks have been tough and they've been intense. And they remain so. And we've made some progress, but there are still gaps, important gaps, and important choices that need to be made by Iran in order to be able to move forward.
Kerry said the purpose of the talks about the nuclear deal with Iran is not just to get any deal, it's to get the right deal. The United States and five other major powers resumed negotiations with Iran Sunday in Switzerland. The head of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency says Islamic State is well-armed in finance but not invincible. John Brennan told the Council on Foreign Relations in New York that the militants are disciplined and battle-hardened and will not be stopped overnight. But Brennan said the U.S.-led coalition airstrikes have softened many of the Islamic State forces, and there are serious signs the engine is suffering. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko said Friday there's been a gradual de-escalation in the fighting with Russian-backed separatists in the east. Mr. Poroshenko told Ukraine's 1+1 television, "The fact that we have not had military losses for several days, this is a clear indication of a gradual de-escalation." But he said if the fighting flares up again, Ukraine will immediately receive lethal weapons from European Union nations, EU nations. He didn't say who was promised the arms and the exact kinds of weapons. The French defense minister, Jean-Yves Le Drian, said last month that Paris has no intention of providing lethal hardware to Kiev at this time. German Chancellor Angela Merkel also said she opposes sending arms to Ukraine. Ukraine and the separatists signed a ceasefire last month, and Minsk had promised to withdraw their heavy weapons. Despite frequent shelling, observers say the truce has generally been holding. Secretary of State John Kerry says he hopes Israel elects a government that can address the country's domestic needs and also meets the hope for peace. Kerry says the U.S. position for the past 50 years among Democrats and Republicans alike has been to support peace. He says whatever decision Israeli voters make in the election Tuesday, he hopes there will be the chance to move forward on peace efforts afterwards. Kerry didn't want to say more during his news conference Saturday in Egypt so that no one might misinterpret him as somehow interfering in the election process. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in a tight race with his moderate challenger, Yitzhak Herzog. Winds from a devastating typhoon that blew through the Pacific's Vanuatu archipelago were beginning to subside Saturday, revealing widespread destruction and unconfirmed reports of dozens of dead. Communications in many of the hard-hit outlying islands remain down, meaning it could take some time before the full extent of the damage caused by Cyclone Pam is known. UN officials say they fear the worst after Pam changed course and crossed the main Vanuatu Island with 270-kilometer-per-hour winds, destroying entire villages, downing power lines, and toppling trees. Aid agencies hope to begin flying in relief goods Sunday when the airport in Port Vila is expected to open. China has summoned Myanmar's ambassador to Beijing and dispatched fighter jets to patrol the border after a bomb fell from a Myanmar warplane, killing four people on the Chinese side of the border and wounding several others. Liu Zemin, a vice foreign minister, summoned Myanmar's ambassador to issue a protest. The incident occurred as clashes between Myanmar's military and ethnic Chinese rebels continued in the northern area of Myanmar's Kokang Special Region. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.